Amanda spun toward Samuel. Where had he been? Shouldn't he have been helping her with the decorations? She opened her mouth.
Did you finish with the horses?
Brandon's chest vibrated as he spoke. The horses? What did Brandon have Samuel doing with the horses?
Sure did.
Samuel grinned. Amanda clamped her mouth shut. She would not disrespect Brandon in front of her son, but this was not over.
Good. I think Cutie and Slim are going fishing.
Samuel's eyes lit up. His gaze shifted toward Amanda.
Go on.
She pulled away from Brandon and set Louise on the floor with her blocks.
You don't want to miss them.
A clapping of the door on its hinges was his only response. Standing, she eyed Brandon, brow raised. He tilted his head.
What?
You have him working with the horses.
It's good for him.
That's what you said about mucking stalls.
Was I wrong?
Amanda crossed her arms. Dare she concede? Could she not? Why did she want to keep her boy close to her skirts? Why must Brandon constantly be pushing him further away? Reaching out, he pulled her toward his chest.
You know I'm right.
She looked away and bit at her lip. Maybe. She hooked her chin with a finger. Probably. Her lips twinged at the edges. She fought the smile. Don't push it. His mouth curved upward, but his brown eyes rested on her lips.
I might just take the risk.
Leaning forward, he pressed his lips to hers. Would she ever become numb to this feeling? This excitement, this heat coursing through her? Or would his kisses thrill her for as long as they both should live? She hoped so.